News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, we are working for the weekend, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Definitely working for the weekend, even if it's going to be a cold one. I'm pleased to have in the studio this morning my friend, Nicole Stacy, who is with Pensacola.
Good How you morning. Doing, Nicole? I'm good. How are you?
I don't know, because I'm scared.
It's going to be fine.
I'm scared. It's going to be so cold.
Listen, I said this morning. I got to hang out across the way with our sister station there. And I said, well, now the ladies get to wear all of the winter clothes that we buy that we never have to wear.
I have several sweaters.
See?
But I've actually worn them all. I mean, usually it's only a day or two. Now we're talking about 2 weeks.
But think about how many of our friends or ourselves who bought the UGG boots.
Oh, well, I've been wearing those every day.
See? You're getting good use out of all that spending.
That is the truth. That's the truth. Well, we know for sure it's not going to last too much longer.
No. So. And maybe we're getting it all out of the way because we've got some big events coming up.
Yes. I want to hear all about it. Nicole is here with Visit Pensacola. In case someone doesn't really know what Visit Pensacola is all about, can you kind of give us in a nutshell what your mission is and what y'all do? Because I don't know that people appreciate how much you do for our community.
Well, I appreciate that. Visit Pensacola is the destination marketing organization for all of Escambia County, which means we do all the marketing and communications to bring people to our area. So that would be for Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, anything that's within Escambia County. We are the storytellers. So we're inviting people here to go to the businesses, to come to our events, to stay in our hotels, and to just be a part of why we think it's so cool to live here.
Well, apparently you're doing a great job because the news came out this past month that you want to share it?
Sure. Yeah. Condé Nast. Mm-hmm. We are the best beach in America. Woo-hoo! Number one.
Woo! Well, we knew that. We already knew that.
Yes.
But now the world knows.
That's by their readers, not us. And we already knew it, as you said. And so it's a really big honor. Number two was Navarre.
I know.
Which is incredible.
But it is gorgeous. These beaches are beautiful.
I really think it leans itself to the fact that the Northwest Florida beaches are it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next five in that list were in Hawaii.
I know. That's when I saw the list and I went, oh my, Hilo. And I mean, these places are beautiful.
Yeah. So you could either come to Pensacola or you could go to Hawaii.
Yeah. And that's only about
the choice
16
is yours.
Hours away.
16 hours away and very expensive.
Very expensive. No, I think it's wonderful. And that's a testament to how we've been getting the word out. And that's one of the things that you all do because you travel all over the country, even out of the country, promoting Pensacola, letting know people that we're here. And that's amazing because that helps our economy, which then enables us to have all these things that we're now adding and doing. And it's amazing.
It's really cool to be in different markets and know that you play a part of why someone's booking a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think as children, we all have those memories, those core memories like Disney World and things like that. But like, what if your core memory is your first beach vacation with your whole family, with
Absolutely.
Your grandparents, with your extended family? You know, I have very, very vivid memories of vacations with my grandma to a beach. And it's just kind of cool that like now I get to play that story and be a part of other people's story.
We used to do vacation every year right around the 4th of July at the beach. And it was a big family thing. And all my memories are around that.
And now being a local and loving where I live and obviously loving what I do, I have those beach weeks is what we call them, where it's, you know, during the Blue Angels with my family, with my nephew, with my mom. So it's very multi-generational. And that's really the audiences that we're speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
We are in, we call it the 500-mile radius. So if you put a donut circle around Pensacola, that's everyone that we're talking to. And then we work with our friends at the airport to talk to our nonstop flights, which shout out to them. They're getting new nonstop flights every day. I feel like I'm putting out another announcement, which
is
incredible.
That's great.
Two flights to New York. Big, big deal. But then we talk to those. And then, as you said, some of the international, the United Kingdom is... Florida is their number one market.
Mm-hmm.
So Florida is always there and always being talked about. And we just see that as a real opportunity to showcase our area of Florida. They know Miami. They know Orlando. They know Tampa. But do you know Pensacola? Do you know that America's favorite beaches
are right here?
Are in Pensacola.
Well, and the thing, too, that I love about where we live and our beaches is that they're family beaches.
Yes.
So the thing that's beautiful about it is not overdeveloped. You can see the beach as you drive down the highway.
Yeah.
I mean, and there are places now locally that I know very well that are east of us that have now, you drive down their main strip, you can't even see the water.
Well, and we talk about that, too. It's public access.
Right.
Free parking. You can go to the beach. You don't have to have a wristband. The gate's not locked.
And it's not always a spring break party here.
It's never. I mean, yes, spring break happens. And
but
yes,
it's not like spring break in other places.
We have worked so hard over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, even the bigger holidays, Memorial Day.
Right.
Labor Day. Yes, it's busy. We want it to be busy. Mm-hmm. It's fueling all of our pockets. We want that. But it's not so busy that you can't enjoy it too.
That's right. That's right. And it's always got so many things that we do for the family with so many events. So we're going to segue into...
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. It's like the respite was, what, a week?
I know. They're like, oh, how was January? I'm like, well, first of all, January's still a year.
Yeah, we're not quite
we're
out yet.
We're almost done. But the events start early. So yeah. Mardi Gras season is here. It's a short season, but it's mm-hmm. a long season.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny and his team and Hannah, they're doing an incredible job.
Yeah,
but
they
you
do.
Know, we've got Mardi Gras this weekend on
Sunday.
And I know it's gonna be cold, but what better way to support an incredible cause and get out there with your pets and your friends and bundle up.
It's so much fun. I was at the Kids and Critters Parade on the beach last weekend. When you see the little critters all dressed up in their little Mardi Gras outfits and the big beads and the feathers, and oh my gosh, cuteness overload.
It's a cuteness overload. Now, I will say this, though. If you're going to go to Mardi Gras, follow the rules.
Yes.
Make sure your dogs like the crowds. Make sure you put them on a leash.
Yes.
It's there to have a good time, and there's so many community and vendors mm-hmm. involved. It's going to be great. A
lot of fun.
We move on from Mardi Gras, and we've got all of Mardi Gras.
Oh, boy.
So we got the Navarre Parade. We've got Mambo, which if you're of my age group,
mm-hmm.
Waka Flocka is a thing. And we're very excited about the Ying Yang Twins. So,
do we need to have you explain all of this, or is it better left unsaid?
It's just, you know, get on your channels and listen to their music. If you know, you know.
Okay.
DJ Jazzy Jeff will be there, which a lot of people are aware of. Think of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, see, I think you're in one of the coolest crews, because you're in the crew of Hip Huggers.
I am.
Which I think is very cool.
I mean, I think we're pretty cool, too.
I know. I got to tell you. I see your pictures on Facebook. I said, what a great idea, a name for a crew. I love it.
It's so much fun. So, we'll be at Mambo. And then Friday night is the Illuminated Parade. So that's mm-hmm. at night. We'll have all of our lights and glow sticks and so much fun. Saturday is the big grand parade, Pensacola Mardi Gras. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's big. There's a new route. We're excited. It's going to be long. And then Sunday is the Pensacola Beach Parade.
One after the other. Yeah, one after the other. It's
and then you've
great.
Got your red beans and rice mm-hmm. at the Sand Shaker. So the fun never ends. Because after Mardi Gras...
Right. Take a breath, because here we go.
A big breath.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have Pensacon. You're going to have Sunbelt. You're going to have McGuire's Run. You're going to mm-hmm. have St. Patrick's Day. The
it's
festivals
a whirlwind.
Are here.
It's a whirlwind.
Crawfish Festival will be coming. Mullet Toss will be coming. And then by the time I'm here, it'll be like, Merry Christmas, Meg. Happy New Year. It was great.
Or Foo Foo Fest.
Yeah. We have
Foo
Foo Fest all this week. In between.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how you keep up with it all, quite frankly, because
well,
it's a
lot. I come
lot.
Here and I sit here and I chat with you.
When we try to stay on top of it as best we can. If you've got a question for Nicole Stacey, she's with Visit Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. She is, I'd say, one of our experts about visiting Pensacola. And if you want to make a comment or a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. So I'm sitting here, and I'm on Facebook quite a bit, and I just love all the different posts that you have.
Oh,
your nephew's
thank you.
Adorable.
Thank you. Jackson,
shout
you're
out.
A good kid. We love you.
Shout out to Jackson. And keeping up with everything and the traveling and stuff, what are the things that you enjoy the most about what you do?
Oh, I love sharing what makes Pensacola so special. And it truly is the people.
Yep.
And their stories and why they love living here. Because I think 90% of us get to choose where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we chose to live here. And 75% of us choose the jobs we have. And we chose those jobs for a reason. And so, obviously, I went to school for marketing and public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed enough to intern with Visit Pensacola. And in a life that feels like a long time ago, I represented Pensacola Beach
She was the present CEO at the chamber for a while.
But it's always been my goal to make sure people know about our whole area. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's everyone's goal. And so talking to the chefs, enjoying the restaurants. I mean, I live here. I'm a local. So right. I spend my money mm-hmm. in all of these places too. So I love the authenticity mm-hmm. of being from Pensacola and sharing what that means.
Well, and I'll tell you, that sense of family here extends to the people that come to visit us, because having been at the visitor center on the beach and also being in the community, the people here are truly nice. And I don't just say that, but mm-hmm. the hospitality here is wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I've brought media in, and while we do, you know, tour them around and show them all of the things they can't miss, there is a lot of downtime for some media, and mm-hmm. we give them suggestions,
right.
like a suggested itinerary. And I'll never forget, there was a writer, and he came, and he went to Old Hickory. Hello, Katie, and all that you're doing.
Yes.
And he sat at the bar, and he called me afterwards, and he goes, "Hey, Nicole, did you tell the bartender I was coming?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No. This was just a suggested list of places that you could enjoy, that you could walk to."
Right.
Right. They're in town and they want to get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, I have to tell you, I just sat in there for 45 minutes and that was one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
Oh.
I know their entire story, but I also know why they love Pensacola so much. And I can't wait to feature that bar and that person in my next story."
Oh, I love that.
One, that's the power of public relations and what we do.
Right.
But two, that's the power of supporting local
mm-hmm.
and having the local community be your best ambassadors.
No question about it. And I've been saying all week, one of the things that I had the folks in from the city yesterday talking about, the new Palafox
yes.
project. And talk a little bit about how the impact of that, what that will mean for us as we go forward.
You know, I think that we are working so hard to support Palafox and to support those businesses. And if you haven't, visitpensacola.com has an entire landing page dedicated to Palafox. It definitely has all of the direct links to the city, so you can follow along with the progress and make sure you see their messaging, because mm-hmm. that's the official messaging is the city. I want to say that. But then we've got all these other opportunities of like supporting the businesses.
Right.
So if they've got deals, they're on that page. Mm-hmm. If they're doing something fun and exciting, that's on that page. Like, I loved when Nate from Doghouse was like, "If you wear a hard hat, you get a hot dog." And it's like, it's just fun. And
yeah.
it's a way to get out there. Right now with Danny and Pensacola Mardi Gras, mm-hmm. we're doing every Tuesday is a second line.
I love that, by the way. I think that's the coolest thing.
So we participated this past Tuesday.
Oh, did
you? It was cold, but a little cold never killed anybody.
Right.
We're going to be fine.
Right.
But it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people outside of the businesses. We went to dinner afterwards. We got very warm at Conn's with some curry and some pad thai. And it was just a great time to be out and show that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going anywhere.
Right.
This road will be open, but mm-hmm. the sidewalks are open and you can still definitely enjoy.
Oh, no doubt about it. Plus the free parking helps.
The free parking does help.
A lot.
I will say this. Check the signage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not all free.
That's true.
And so people get upset and it's like, let's just check the signage first
mm-hmm.
because there are certain areas that aren't, and that's okay too.
Right.
But there are a lot of areas that are.
Right. Right. Well, I was down there for the opera last weekend and I was thinking, I went down there way early to get a good spot and there was plenty of parking available and it was easy to navigate. It was crosswalks right across Palafox. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a problem at all.
It's not. And I think the way that we are all working together, you know, January is typically a slower time mm-hmm. in general. So, you know, I support that we've started this and we're getting it going because nobody wants to do it in their busy times, but it needs to be done. And when it is done, we will all get to enjoy it.
It'll be beautiful. I think there's going to be beautiful streets, but also that ADA accessible.
Yes.
It's going to make a big difference. So I think it's going to, in theory, that we hope, fingers crossed, it'll be done May 24th.
Yes.
So that's really, it's going to come up on us pretty quick.
It'll be here I just talked to you events through March.
Right.
Right. So like we're halfway there.
That's true. And you have my Visit Pensacola has one of my favorite events calendars, by the way.
Thank you.
Because I reference it all the time. And that's a great place to go. If you go on their website, visitpensacola.com, you can click on that page and scroll way ahead. I mean, y'all have got things on for the whole year.
Well, and the thing is this is a free marketing opportunity for you. So
mm-hmm.
if you are a business in Escambia County or a business and organization and you've got an event that you want to share, go to our website, put mm-hmm. it on there. It's free.
Right.
You just add the information, we'll approve it, and it's on there. And that's really where the team is pulling stuff to put on our social media. It's where we're putting stuff on our newsletters. It's really where we're getting the information. I know my media friends, you included, it's where you go to pull stuff.
I do
to talk
every
about.
Almost every day.
And so it's like, no, I have friends that run events and stuff, and they're like, oh, well, you shout this out. And it's like, well, it'll naturally fall
right
in all of these opportunities. But that's not to say that Meg won't talk about it. It's mm-hmm. not to say that Brent won't pick it up because they're looking at it and they're like, oh, that looks fun. I'm going to talk about it. So it's just a way, another way, because mm-hmm. marketing is marketing,
mm-hmm.
but it's free.
Yeah.
And not a lot is free these days. So take advantage of it.
That's very true. So we're talking with Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola, and we've got a lot of events coming up. And what if someone is listening and they have a business and they're maybe it's a new business, maybe they've been wanting to get the word out more about their business. If someone wants to become a partner, how do they do that?
Yeah, so just reach out to us, one of us on the website.
And what are some of the benefits of being a partner?
And being a partner means you get a bigger presence on our website. So everyone can get a listing if you're within Escambia County and you're of a tourism-minded business.
Mm-hmm.
There are qualifications. and so anyone can add that. But if you're a paid partner, that gives you access to, let's add photos to your listing. Let's add more than just your link. Let's mm-hmm. really get you in front of people. But it also is who we work with when we bring media in town. It's who we work with when we've got big cooperative opportunities available. You can get an ad on our website. You can get in our insider guide. And you just become a part of our storytelling. We have almost 400 partners.
Wow.
Escambia County based. It's everyone from your favorite restaurant to your favorite hotel to mm-hmm. your favorite beach chair to your favorite boutique shop to your favorite winery. We love them all, but it really does create an even stronger connection because now you're a part of our team.
Right. And it's a great, great format, and also all the extra benefits really help.
Yes.
So how do they do that? Do they just go to the website?
Just reach out to us. You can become a partner on our website. If you can't find it, you can reach out to me directly or any one of our team members. We are here to help. You can talk to us on social. That's a real person responding.
Oh, my God.
And he does a good job. And so, you know, be nice. I ask that. Be nice to our team.
Yeah.
But tell us. Share with us.
Okay. Talking with Nicole Stacy, and she is with Visit Pensacola. And if you just joined us, we talked a little bit earlier about some of the events coming up. You want to recap some of the events?
Sure.
Because there's a lot of them.
There is a lot. And so we're really highlighting our Mardi Gras events. It's the season. I know we've got parades this weekend. I think in Milton, Navarre is next weekend. We've mm-hmm. got Mardi Gras on Sunday. It starts at 11 o'clock. It is going to be cold. We know that, but it is still going on.
It's supposed to be sunny.
It's supposed to be sunny.
Sunny and cold.
Somebody's going to be selling hottie toddies or hot coffee.
I would wager a bet on that.
Or warm sandwich, whatever
Something.
You want.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. But get out there and enjoy because it's so much fun to mm-hmm. be out there with all of those pets. It goes to a good cause. Once we continue on, we've got the Mambo coming up
mm-hmm.
on the 12th.
Okay.
It's going to be so much fun.
And where is that?
Mambo's at the Bay Center.
That's the big party.
And that's really going to be like, let's kick off the
that's
weekend.
That's the big party.
And Danny and their team, they did that because we know visitors are coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them something to do as soon as they get here on Thursday.
Absolutely.
We know the cruise. Yes, it's a long weekend. But what more fun to kick it off than some of your favorite artists from the 2000s. It's going to be so much fun. We're excited. So Hip Huggers will be out there. We're really excited about that. That's at the Bay Center. Tickets are still on sale. And if you don't want to navigate Ticketmaster, just go to the Bay Center box office.
Right, get them directly. And you avoid the fees that way,
yes.
too.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, parades.
Yes, yes.
Friday night, Saturday's the big one downtown with a new route.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're like, meh, I go to them every year, you should come.
It'll be different this year.
We're going to all experience this together, and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday's Pensacola Beach, and I'll say this, and you know, because you were out on the beach.
We're a little biased about the beach.
For a long time, every parade is different.
That's right.
So you could say, well, it's the same cruise. No, no, no.
No.
The personalities of every day is different.
That's very true.
And the beauty about us is that we really do promote a family-friendly Mardi Gras season.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something for everyone. There is accessible spots if you need more room. There are safer spots for the kids. There
mm-hmm.
are spots on the parade route, especially with PMG and what Danny and Hannah are doing. But on that route, we know as crew members, like, where are the little kids going to be? Where
right.
are the media? Where are the stakeholders who help pay for this? Like,
mm-hmm.
we know
mm-hmm.
what we're doing.
Right.
And I will say this, and the rules haven't changed for Friday and Saturday. please do not line up on Spring Street.
Oh, very important.
Please, because we can't throw anything to you because that is where we're all leaving. That's mm-hmm. where lineup is. And so we have to navigate that. It's a safety issue for you and for us. But I hate more than anything, you know how much I love kids. Aww. When there's these little kids with these big old eyes and they're just staring at you. And I can't.
And you're not allowed
to
throw anything
right,
there.
Right, because we won't be invited back. And right. we want to be there. That's right. Obviously. That's it's our right. Super Bowl and we love it. So right. please don't stand there. There's plenty of other spaces.
Do you have any suggestions on good places to watch the parade? I know the route's different this year.
The route's different, so it's going to be different for all of us. But truly, I mean, anywhere on North Palafox, mm-hmm. that's a great spot by Palanza. And by the Rex Theater, that's really fun.
Oh, that's a good spot, yeah.
MLK Plaza, you mm-hmm. can stand there. That's a really fun spot. You know, I think Jefferson's going to just be a different experience.
Right.
So why not?
Yeah.
It's just, I know for the MLK Parade, that's the route they used, mm-hmm. and it was great, and right. everyone really loved it. So Government will be an area now that you right. can stand by the History Museum.
More of the side streets yeah. now this time.
So we'll see. We're yeah. all on this together. But I think it's going to be fun. Pack your patience.
Oh, yes.
You know my famous words.
Pack your patience.
Plan early. Mm-hmm. Get there early and go to your favorite place to grab a coffee or yeah. grab lunch.
Yeah.
Because the parade doesn't start till 2.
So go there and have like a brunch. Brunch
yeah.
or lunch.
Friday night, it mm-hmm. starts later. So when you get off work, grab the kids, go get dinner.
Another way to support our
Palafox
businesses.
Sunday, when you go to Pensacola Beach, there's no better place for brunch than Pensacola mm-hmm. Beach. And it's beautiful.
Like, oh, gosh,
it's
the water
beautiful.
Right
it's
now.
It's stunning right now.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Okay, so this is Mardi Gras all coming up this weekend. A lot
that
of events.
That wasn't enough.
If that wasn't enough, there's more.
There's more. So Sunbelt will be back. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about that.
And that's the basketball tournament.
It's the basketball
doesn't understand
tournament.
The Sunbelt
yes.
Conference.
And they bring teams from all over.
And they've just decided to continue coming, haven't they?
Yep, we've got another 5 years
which
with Sunbelt.
Hats off to Pensacola
huge.
Sports Association and to everybody that has worked to make them happy while they're here.
Yeah, I mean, it really does show the collaboration between Visit Pensacola, Pensacola Sports, the county commissioners, the Bay Center, the city of Pensacola. Mm-hmm. We are all involved. It's a big lift.
And all the hoteliers that actually take
hotels,
care of all the players
all of our partners
and
that are offering deals. Mm-hmm. It, you know, we love it. Sunbelt loves being here.
Like, it's a great time to be
and
here.
And they're from New Orleans. Their big office is in New Orleans. And they're like, we want to come over there. And I'm like, come for Mardi Gras. So, you know, we love that. The double bridge run.
That's right.
Which is a big one.
That's
and
so much
fun. I was talking to Ray Palmer the other day. I think they're almost sold out. If they're not sold
really?
Out, it's huge.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But I love that because, well, one, wellness is a big part of my life. But mm-hmm. You get outside, enjoy. You don't have to run at all. You could walk
it. You can walk
it.
It's a beautiful view.
It's beautiful.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Then you've got the McGuire's run.
That's right.
If you want to call it a run,
well,
I walk it.
The jury's
often.
Out. But it's very green. Let me put
it's
it that way
green.
For St. Patty's Day.
It's very busy, but it is so much fun.
It is.
So much
it
fun.
It is.
Pensacon.
Yeah, I just had Julio on the show yesterday.
I love Julio.
I thought that it was mostly limited to the basement. I had no idea how much it has grown over the
it's
years.
It's expansive.
Oh my gosh, all on Wright Street. A lot of the restaurants are doing special events.
The
in
airport
the themes,
is intergalactic.
Which killed, I think that is so clever.
It's great.
So great. I think that's a wonderful thing.
It's, you know, and every year we say, who are they going to get next year for Pensacon?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and the list is endless. So Julio and that team, I mean, they work their butts off. And
there
as
is,
soon as they're wrapping up Pensacon this year, they're starting Pensacon for next year.
Oh, yeah. And the celebrities coming in.
It's
a who's
huge.
Who. I mean, really. So if you get a chance, and get tickets now, because those are also selling fast. And you can go to their website, Pensacon.com.
Yeah, Pensacon.com. But everything you can find at visitpensacola.com.
Absolutely. You sure can. All right, dear, we got about 30 seconds, a minute left here. Anything you want to mention we didn't talk about?
Condé Nast, Reader's Choice Awards, America's favorite beach. We
Number
are also
one.
America's oldest city, oldest
yes.
settlement. So we're celebrating America 250 in that way. We didn't even get to
oh
that.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're running a huge campaign and banter with St. Augustine. So check that out. All of it will be on our website. But follow along with us on social media. The mm-hmm. team is pumping out some incredible content, and we want to be a part of your story.
Well, there is so much happening, so you've got to have a place where you can go keep up, and Visit Pensacola is one of the best places. And I love their Facebook pages and Instagram, everything that y'all do, keeping us abreast of what's
Thank
going
you.
On.
Thank
you do
you.
An amazing job. Give my kudos to Darren and the whole team, Melissa, everybody over there. They work all the time, work very hard.
We appreciate you, Meg. Thank you.
All right, so you have a great weekend. Stay warm. And we'll see you at the Mardi Gras parades.